The Release by Red-Haired and Friendly. I'd gotten a call from my master. He was going to be out of town. I knew what that meant. I would have to wait before I could come again. He talked to me that night, the night before his trip. I can remember it just like it was yesterday. Every word I whispered to him still plays on my mind as if it were happening right now as I share it with you. "I will miss you, master," I tell him quietly. My fingers toy with the ribbon of my nightgown. I slowly pull away the strip of silk and open the top.
"What are you doing?"
"I'm preparing myself for you."
"Good. Tell me how."
"Yes, master. I'm sitting on the side of my bed. My feet dangle above the ground. My eyes are closed as my hands slip over the front of my chest. I smooth down my nightdress. It hugs my breast. I can feel my nipples through the texture of the material. It rubs against the pink pearls, master. They want to be free. I slide my hands further, encasing my ribs within a warm splay of heat that is generated from my palms. I move my hands lower. They glide over my hips and thighs, parts of me that I gave you so long ago. I am yours, master. You own me. I do not rush, but enjoy every touch I place upon my skin. The silk and lace of my gown are a hindrance to my caress and the burning need that is growing inside me. Do you feel it? Can you? Oh, master, I do. I feel every touch, the soft, the firm, the commanding. The air is cool against my flesh. My fingers skim over the hem of the gown, and my nails graze gently across my pale ivory skin. I stand and begin to lift the sheer material away. Oh, master, my fingers have grazed my sex, the soft curls free from coverings you deny me. I am exposed for you, my sex open and ready at all times. Gone are my panties, my slacks no longer allowed. Only skirts and dresses grace your slave's form, master. I am wet with desire. I wish to linger, but I know I must finish the preparations for our joining. I leave my sex, my body craving for more, but I deny it. It is your body, your possession. You own me, master. You are what is best for me. Slowly, just like you have trained me, I lift my gown. My nails dance along my sides, once covered by the material, now open for my touch. I slip my nightgown off. My hair spills over my back as it escapes the confines of the gown. The ends dance across my shoulders, and I shake loose the tangles before laying the gown to the side. I lay down on the bed. The blankets are pushed away. The sheets cool to my heated skin. I am aroused, master. I can smell it. The smell is intoxicating. I wish you were here. I wish you could smell my scent. It is the scent of lovers. I know what you desire, master. I know. My fingers move to my sex. I gather the moisture and bring it to my lips. Oh, the aroma. The heady perfume of my pussy envelops me. What you do to me, master, it is wonderful. So very wonderful. The tip of my tongue reaches out and licks at the glistening drops of sexual dew. I want more. My tongue slides over the sides of my fingers, coaxing it into my mouth. Simply delicious. Spun honey straight from the source. I push my finger between my lips and suck it clean. I run my wet fingers over my lips, tracing them for you, letting you feel their shape and texture. I smile. You feel that, too, and for a moment I am lost in the one you give to me. My eyes are closed, but I see you before me. I see the rise of your lips, the pearls of your teeth, and the beautiful look of your features gazing upon me. I wish to please you. My palms run slowly down my chest. One cups my left breast. The other trails fingertip paths up and down my torso. I knead the freckled globe with soft, gentle massages while rivers of pleasure play across my skin. Each trail travels closer to the center of my heat, but lifts away in a teasing display of power. It is your hand controlling mine. I know you would tease me if you were here. I do it. I tease and torment myself because it gives you pleasure. But in the end, you know I too gain pleasure, and so we continue this play, this little battle of passion that is building to a promising crescendo. Oh, I must slow down. I feel my body stiffen. I take the calming breaths you command me to take. Yes, I am calmer. My desire is flaring, Master, but I know I must wait. There is more to do, more areas I must explore for you. I am your fingers. Only my words are our connection. I will slow them. I will wait. My hand releases my full breast, and I pinch my left nipple hard, for I know your teeth would be biting me. You know what my body needs. So I twist and torture the tiny bead. I can feel the heat of it. I know it is red from my abuse. I open my eyes. Oh, God, Master, I am so flushed. My body is like a moth drawn to a flame. I want to continue to please you. I know I can. I know you have trained me well, and because of that I will wait. But I long to watch. I long to see you slide your cock into this slave. My eyes close again, and I reach down to run both my hands up and down my thighs. Slowly I press my legs open, exposing my soft patch of red curls for your enjoyment. Master, I know it is time. I know it is time for me to watch myself. It is time for me to make myself completely ready for your possession of my inner being. You own me. I know this, and every time we love, you only reinforce your branding of me. The chocolate orbs of my eyes gaze upon the slick cunt that you take pleasure in. Carefully, I slip my fingers over the soft velvet lips. I pet them, just like you would. Master, I will open the gates of my love for you. My hands rest on each lip. I separate them. The cold air hits your slave's cunt. Oh, it is hard to breathe. I lick my lips, imagining your tongue between my thighs. I bring two fingers to my mouth and cover them with saliva. Moist fingers mash against my clit just as if your tongue were gliding over it. Oh, fuck. I'm shaking, Master. I slip two fingers into my pussy while I rub at the soft nub of my sex. It is so hard not to go faster. My thighs try to close. I won't let them. I must keep my pussy open for you. It has to be ready. My fingers move in and out of me. The tips run firmly over the inner folds, and I scrape my nails along the fleshy surface. The liquid silk of my arousal seeps free, and I bring it up to my clit. I slide it along the tender strip of flesh. Yes. As I tease the petal of my desire, my other hand begins to join in the frenzy. I plunge it deep. Two fingers. God, Master, I can't breathe. Master, I need your help. Oh, God, I move my hands faster. Everything is a blur to me. Oh, yes, harder. I hear it in your breath. I know I must move faster, move harder for you. A third. Oh, fuck, Master. I use a third finger. Master! Oh, my God.